The Anti-Racist Action in the Arts, a bull from a study group to create a series of free bi-monthly gatherings. I spoke with Lisa Schwartz about how the group moved from discussion to action.
So we were in a study group together with some folks at CU, and we just kept meeting. And we wanted to move from discussion to action. And so we started to do some professional development events on DEI dialogues, on like programming and also staffing in the arts. And then we kept meeting. And a lot of the issue is that we're predominantly white arts orgs, having the resources, owning the cultural production in a sense, even though we do have diverse artists in the community. And we want to be able to create partnerships and opportunities with, you know, not white savior kind of thing, but let's do this together. Let's connect. Let's see what kind of possibilities are out there, what kinds of opportunities the orgs with more resources might be able to share and offer. So our first event was at the Derry Arts Center with Creative Nations, and the Derry has provided a space with Creative Nations, for it's the first Indigenous arts collective in the area, and probably in a lot of areas. And then with this event tonight, CU Boulder students provide a lot of the diversity in our community, and we want folks to stay here and build the work that they're learning about, not just flee to Denver, other places.
How is it that art levels the field regardless of whatever color?
The arts are about the human experience. You need lots of human experiences to be able to humanize other folks that aren't the predominant people you see in this community. Representation matters. Humanizing dialogues and experiences, getting to know people is what usually changes people's understanding of folks and other cultures, but we don't necessarily have those opportunities on an everyday basis in Boulder. So the arts can provide that experience and that experience of difference in a way that is humanizing and both inviting and also for people to get a taste of the lived experience and struggles of people different than them.
What are you planning on doing to keep on having more of these BIPOC artist series?
One thing that's always struck me about Boulder is a lack of public space for different kinds of people to get together and experience something together. So I think at BASE we want to provide that with these events. And so the plan is to hold them bi-monthly. Tonight we have just some stickies on the wall asking for people to give feedback. We'd like to engage more people who want to perform or might want to host or also advise us on how we should be doing these events. There are a lot more people that we'd like to have come to these events that haven't been here yet. It's our second time, and I think it's growing. So I think we really just have a lot of work to do, though, kind of pounding the pavement to reach folks that might not feel like this is the space for them to come to, because it is.
Tell us about the organizations that are behind this Anti-Racism Action in the Arts initiative.
Yeah, so Boulder County Arts Alliance is an umbrella arts org for the county. And my office, Office for Outreach Engagement, partnered with them initially on the study group. We thought the way that you make change is to bring people together. And in a sense, we're like an affinity group of these more white dominant organizations talking about our journey and our struggles and our goals to diversify our orgs and also the arts landscape in Boulder County. So we have FIMOCA, where we're here tonight, that's doing a lot of really great work in this area. KGNU, of course, is doing the work. The JCC, the CU Theater and Dance, the CU Art Museum, Derry Arts Center that I was mentioning before, Longmont Museum, and also the Atlas B2 Center. I should mention that initially we were only arts orgs in the community, and it's been really important to also bring in the different groups at CU Boulder. I think that's actually a really important part about the group, because there's certain kinds of discourse that happens at the academic level about issues of diversity, equity, and inclusion, and then certain realities in the community and with the organizations in the community. So it's really great to be able to have those conversations. We don't have anyone from Lafayette yet, but I think Lafayette Arts might join us soon.
For those that would like to join your group, how can they contact you?
We do have a space on Boulder County Arts Alliance for the Anti-Racism Action Initiative, and we are growing. Because this is such a collective, it is a little bit tricky in terms of, like, where do we put all the information and how do we share it? So we're growing in that regard, and that's actually something that we'd love to connect with other arts orgs and especially BIPOC artists and arts orgs to think about where should this kind of work be housed and the identity for it. So now it's a bit bare bones, but you can find our contact information on the Boulder County Arts Alliance site.
A reflection of what you have seen, how the group started and where the group is now.
A lot of this actually grew out of initially in some of our PD events. People were saying, BIPOC attendees were saying that they'd like to have a BIPOC artist directory for Boulder County. That's been a move in some arts arenas to have directories that focus on artists of color. And then in further conversations we had with more senior and more junior artists of color, the idea that we also need a real-world space to connect, not just a virtual space, is really important.
Why is it important to bring color, to bring diversity to the arts?
I think, again, just the human experience. Being able to network, build coalitions. The problems that face us today aren't things that an individual can address. We have to have collective action, and that's not going to happen if we don't have an ability to connect with each other.
That was Lisa Schwartz with CU Boulder Office of Outreach and Engagement at an event that featured dancer student Jesus Munoz and undergraduate students from theater students Rodrigo Gallardo Atúñez, Tanis Joaquín González, and Nick Galvez.